Good to see you guys. Y'all doing good? Is everybody good?
We're good, man.
We out here. Oh, I guess everybody doesn't know everybody else in the studio. They only just know me and you.
Yeah. They see Andrew walking in front of the camera every now and then to take photos.
Do they?
Every now and then.
Oh, all right. Who's in here today? You
want to Kathleen's here.
Kathleen's here. What's she
here
for?
She does all our social.
Moral support.
Yep.
Yeah, so there are four people in here. It looks like it's just me and Alex. But people, dude, are people starting to know you from the pod, dude?
Some people are.
Yeah, because they request you more.
I appreciate that.
They were like, we need more of, we need light, better light on Alex.
Well, I'm happy to be here and I'm happy to be well lit.
Let's go, baby. Big week in the, where did we just come from? Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
We had a show in Chicago.
How was it?
Dude. Okay. I don't even get into this off the top, but there's been like probably on this tour over the past, there's been like a bunch of these venues say like, we have to do mandatory, like we have a negative test.
Mm-hmm.
I have to come in with a negative test.
Yeah.
And this has probably been said to me, I want to say 7 times. Because every week, our road manager goes, what's the restrictions for the venue? It's not so much anymore, but it was. And so Chicago has like a mandatory negative test.
Okay.
Even if you're vaccinated, you got to have a negative. So every Wednesday, I got to take my afternoon and go down to the so-and-so lab and like check in with Becky and be like, hey, what are you doing? And the whole thing.
Yeah.
Wait in the line, do the whole thing. Never once has any venue checked.
They just do it to check the box and say we did.
Yes. Yeah. No one has ever like been like, hey, like, because I got it twice. I got a negative test twice. And then I go, like, no one has asked. No one has ever asked. So I was like, oh. And then same thing at the venue. It was supposed to be everybody had to wear a mask,
mm-hmm.
like in the show. And then I go, yeah, but. What only in Portland was somebody coming around like in the seats and be like, hey, like,
yeah,
and with they almost I was gonna say they have guns, they didn't have guns, but like, no, I go, everyone has to wear a mask, and who's gonna like in a the only place they can really enforce that, I guess, kind of is the airplane, they don't anymore,
well,
but
not anymore, yeah,
yeah, but that was at least, didn't you hear stories about them like turning around?
Turning planes around? Yeah, no, come on.
I think so. For if you didn't wear a mask, or they were like, we'll land this thing, dude. Yeah.
Like if you just refused to put it
but
on.
But that's like, there's like brutal. 200 people in there and then like 5 like law, like enforcers.
Yeah.
That's like you were like out at like a parade down on Broadway. You're like, this is going to be impossible.
Checking. Yeah.
Yeah. This is impossible. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good time, though. I said, I take off your mask because it's the United States of America and everybody started shooting them up in the air. I don't endorse that. Really.
Like a graduation.
Yeah, I don't endorse that. But it was like... Well, comedy. That's actually funny.
Yeah.
I go, take off. I go, I think I said at the beginning, like, dude, I didn't spend a year in rehab and 2 months, like, quarantined in my house to come out and do a show for you guys to wear masks. And then they're like, ah. And I was like, okay, I'm not trying to.
It's such an easy, like, get the crowd on your side thing that you can do too.
Yeah, just like whatever, you just go like anti whatever the thing is, whatever the big thing is, and you just go, yeah, yeah. People are get riled up, dude. It's fun.
Where else are you going?
We're going to all right, tonight we're in Salina, Kansas.
Nice.
Salina. I don't know if it's Salina or Salina. We still haven't uncovered that. Let me just list these off real quick. A lot of these have already sold out, which is wild. You guys, thanks for coming out. Oklahoma City on Friday, Dallas Saturday, and then I'm taking a month off. And then August, I'm coming back starting in New York City, Richmond, Virginia, Des Moines, Springfield, Boston, Greensboro, Appleton, Spokane, New Brunswick, New Jersey, RIP. Virginia Beach, Daytona, not Daytona. What if I was going to Daytona? Nah, I don't think that's a big enough market. Dayton, Ohio, Greenville, Irvine, Palm Beach, and Miami to finish out the rest of the year, baby. Let's go. You ever been to a show, dude?
I have seen you pop out once at Zany's.
Oh, word?
And that's it.
Oh, and like 5 minutes or something?
Yeah.
What was I talking about? Do you remember?
I don't remember. I think it was like a year ago. It was a bit ago.
Oh, was it with Theo or something?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a Theo night.
Well, it's funny when you do a show at Zany's when it's on somebody else's show.
Yeah,
that's a great place to practice a joke because if it works there, in front of a crowd that likes you,
yeah,
it's gonna be unbelievable. I tried a new joke this week; it didn't work.
Really?
Yeah, you want to hear it?
Yeah,
and I'm nervous now. All right, so I went to I went to get my oil changed.
Okay.
And they had like you fill out your like name, address, all this stuff, and then it said preferred pronoun on there, which mm-hmm. I was like, all right, I don't think I have a problem with that. I was like bored at the whatever, so I just circled they, like just to see what happened. Then I know I shouldn't have done it. I just thought it was funny that was on there.
Yeah.
I don't think I have a problem with that being on there. I go, oh, that seems reasonable. Well, yeah, it is what it is. But then the joke was, I was like, I didn't think it would make much of a difference. But then they brought my car back and put a Pride sticker on the bumper, and they turned it to NPR, and they told me all my car's problems were my parents' fault. Yes, let's go, dude. I'm back. All right.
That didn't work?
No, it didn't work.
Chicago, it didn't work in Chicago.
How badly did it not
bad,
work?
Bad, really? Very bad, very bad. It went very bad.
Like, worst one in a while?
Yes, dude. Oh, but I was trying to, like, when you... Dang it, dude, I'm getting red now thinking about it. I tried to, like, sneak it in because, like, usually... We go out to like the open mics and like Zanies and stuff like that. I would never, that's like a big theater show. I would never just sneak a brand new, but I was so confident. this joke's going to kill. I'm crying, dude.
Psych.
They were like, then it goes to one of those things that you're like, all right, do you scrap it? Do you change it? Right. Do you fix it? Or do you pause it? Like, what do you do with it now?
How do you know that?
Well,
I'm sure it's easier now, like this far into your career. Like, how do you know?
Well, I think the verbiage, I like stumbled over the verbiage a little bit.
Okay.
So if I say like, this is like joke 101, or joke, right? If you say, they brought my car back and they had a Pride sticker and told me all my car's problems were my parents' fault. Like that tightens it up a little bit.
Sure.
Meaning like I just took out the NPR thing.
Yeah.
So then we're like, I came back and it was turned to NPR and all the problems were my parents' fault. Or like maybe, so you like, maybe you're going to reword it a little
bit. Sure.
But then it was like, what? It's just not good.
That's got to be terrifying thinking about it.
It's terrifying.
Like wow, I got to give this another go. And I'm actually seeing if it'll fail again. Like that's.
Yeah, and it's failed again. Already.
Right.
Well, I think that's part of, back to the original conversation. The like, if I go out on stage and I don't have any like new things, it's boring.
Mm.
It's like boring to me to not like just to quote, like do the hits or just do the ones that are like that. You do the joke and you go, oh man, I'm going to do it. And you just like, I don't care how long you've been doing stand up. It's just like.
Like your toes are on the edge of the cliff and you're just ready
death,
to jump.
Dude, scared to death. Yeah. And you're just like, and there's no like, you know, I always say if you're like a musician or like, you can, or if you submitting like a spreadsheet to your boss, like you'll find out in the numbers or on Spotify or everybody listen to the album, you'll figure out which one's bomb.
Yep.
There's bomb songs,
mm-hmm.
lots of them.
Yeah.
And then you go, oh, that one didn't work. You're like, I didn't think that one was going to be good, but that one, and then, but yeah, we have to like, we'll know immediately. Dang it.
Instant feedback.
Instant. And it's in live.
Yeah.
And in front of it.
To your face.
I've always said all those tour dates that we're going to, like if you watch stand up, like if you watch a Netflix special, it's not as like, that's why like somebody said like during the pandemic, like, oh, the like comedy will like never come back. Or like, I go, no, it will absolutely come back and come back strong because you can never replace being like in that when you are did anyone not do good at that show? You've been to comedy shows or no?
Yeah, I've been to a few over there.
Have you guys been? Where? Who did you go to?
I saw Aziz Ansari.
Oh, you saw Aziz? Yeah, and was his opener funny?
Yeah.
Oh, he did? Yeah, because when, all right, see, so we call, that's like, it's like, it's not, that's really, you really walked in there. He's really doing a thing. It's like,
yeah,
the emotion you have in there is where you're sitting up front. And then especially if somebody's not doing good, it's mm-hmm. just like, it's just like skydiving. You got no net. You got no, you just, I hope.
When you're bombing too, are you thinking like, wow, this sucks for everybody right now?
Well, see, I said exactly after the joke in Chicago, I go, dang it. I tried to slip one in and y'all said, nope.
Nope.
So then if you like make light of it, then it's funny.
Okay.
They're like, oh, okay. We're all in agreement that was not going good. And then I told another joke. What is the other joke I told? I can't remember if you're in Chicago. So, well, don't mail in. I don't know. I don't want to revisit my failures, but yeah. Speaking of failures, bro. RIP, not RIP. He's not dead, but Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Tough.
Tough
dude.
Look.
Tough. I listen. This is what I was saying about, because I don't want to, this is a non, this is my nonpartisan take. Because I'm a, what's it called in the middle?
Centrist?
No, I'm a moderate.
Okay.
No, I'm a moderate, dude. But listen, that's funny. Presidents or like people that are high up of status, like doing human things is, as a comedian, hilarious at all times.
Yeah.
Always funny.
Yeah.
Like someone like I always thought like if Jesus and like the disciples were like all sitting around, this had to happen. And somebody like farted.
Yeah. Well, and like Jesus didn't sin, but we don't know that he didn't like trip and fall.
He was human.
Yeah.
And those sandals and those dirt roads.
Right. Yeah. There's no way he didn't.
Tripping. Dude.
33 years.
Joseph putting Mary up on the donkey to ride him over to Bethlehem. Somebody, something happened. Like that horse, what is it? Was it a donkey? Was it a donkey?
Yeah.
It was a donkey.
Yeah.
That donkey had to like take a dump.
Right.
That's funny.
Yeah.
But it's like a very, like people of status or stature, like people that are very like proper and like fall. It's funny to everybody.
Thinking about Jesus like blowing up a bathroom.
Yeah. Well, like, they didn't have bathrooms, I don't like think.
Unbelievable.
But he had to.
Went to the bathroom somewhere.
Yeah. Well, the thing about Jesus was he's 100% God and 100% man. Mm-hmm. That's what they say. It's 100% human.
Right.
So he was like all knowing, all loving, all powerful, all godly. But also, there's, I've talked about this before. He got depressed.
Mm-hmm.
He got sad. He got lonely. He got tired. All those things. So he had, so, but you don't think of him really. Those stories don't carry.
Yeah.
As much as the other ones.
They said, delete that.
The miracle, delete that. Hey, what happened? Hey, we're going to write this in the book forever of all time. You know, let's keep that one.
Yeah.
Now, so let's not put that one in the mix. Well, there was, I guess, the 66 books that did make up the script. There's other writings about that time.
Right.
And they were like, hey, this.
Nah.
Nah. The Joe Biden fall. If this happened to me, you know, if someone fall, you don't want to like. Yeah, has someone ever fallen? You rush over to like help them.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. Well, this is the president, I guess. But like, everyone should have turned around and looked like they didn't see.
Well, it's like he's so old.
This is not a funny.
Legitimate health concern.
Well, if that's the case, that's not funny.
Right.
But if how old is he? 80.
Yeah, up there for sure.
I mean, that's how my grandma died.
Joe Biden is 79 years
79.
Old.
79. Once you fall. It's kind of like when the hip goes, then it's right. Then it's like the wheelchair, and then it's a wrap.
Dude, he was born in 1942.
Bro, back before, when was Pearl Harbor? 1917. We're idiots. We don't know anything about history in this podcast.
I thought Pearl Harbor was later.
19, hold on, let me guess. Pearl Harbor, 1917. Yes, dude.
1941.
Shoot, dude. Really?
Yeah.
1917 was something else. Oh, that movie.
1917.
Wasn't there a movie called 1917? The movie.
Yes,
yeah, thank is. You. Yeah, let's yeah, go. You're good. I'm you're back. Good. Dude, I'm back.
Redeemed.
Yeah, George. That movie is unbelievable. You ever seen that movie?
I haven't seen that one.
The problem with movies, that was like a period piece where it took you back into the, what war was it? Yeah, Civil.
First World War.
Okay. And this just, I saw it in rehab. 1917, we all like had good behavior and then we went out to the movies. We did. We got to go to the movies, but we had to get them. We had to, on the weekend,
yeah.
You could do like whatever you wanted, but you had to submit an hourly for your whole weekend, an hourly plan.
Cool.
So we're going to the movies. We saw 1917. It's unbelievable. World War II, like the planes and the muskets and the battles and everything. And what's tough about social media now is that go back to the star of that movie, 1917. George McKay.
Mm-hmm.
George McKay. I don't know who it is, but took you just on an unbelievable journey. Just unbelievable journey of like, and then you got to look the guy up on Instagram and he's like having avocado toast with his girlfriend in LA. You go, oh, I hate this so much. I just wished he could live in
1917
or like he took me to like a place I couldn't go otherwise.
Yeah.
I don't want to know that he's real.
Yeah.
I don't want to know that he's like me.
Yeah.
I don't need avocado toast, but yeah, that was just like, oh, this like illusion of like this war general that like conquered his greatest fears and took the, and it was just like, oh.
He's just some kid.
He's like headed to Laguna Beach. And I was like, oh, I hate this. But what do you think about the fall? I think it was pretty, I've done that before.
No doubt.
First of all, that bike, you don't need the things.
No, you don't.
Whose fault? Who was on that?
Right. It's a mountain bike. They're on a very flat terrain. This is a bike path.
The Secret Service is going behind them. There's obviously a photo shoot of some sort.
Yeah, in the other angle, there's 30 photographers here. They clearly knew he was going to pop up.
So he was going to stop there for he got to have something to say?
Yeah, I think this was a photo op, quick sound bite.
Skirt!
Keep it moving.
Tough, dude.
Little did he know.
No. Did you see any memes about it?
No, I didn't.
You have?
Yes, I did.
Actually, 100.
I saw Rogan post one of him.
Oh, that was unbelievable.
Sitting down interviewing him. That was good.
I was like, somebody showed it to me on the golf course as soon as it happened. I go, did this really happen? This just happened? I was like, this is going to be everywhere.
Yeah.
This is going to be everywhere.
I haven't heard any press releases or anything like that, but I haven't looked either.
But I've seen on all the meme, on all the meme pages, you see you see me right before I go out, me 3 beers in or something like that, whatever. Like I've seen 1,000
times. I just think it's hilarious that he showed up in gloves too.
Yeah, dude, tough. I get the helmet because you got to be, do that. You got to do that. Yeah.
Top Gun aviators on. Yeah.
All those cameras are there, I guess. You know what's great about the internet? Somehow, it just, as soon as he hits the ground, the cuts.
Yeah.
That's like all those wow fails and stuff like that. As soon as ridiculousness, as soon as the impact hits, the cuts.
Yeah.
Because the rest is sad.
Yes. Yeah. Now it's just an old man on the ground.
Yeah. And then whenever you watch like America's Funniest Videos, or that's still a show, by the way, I think.
Wow.
Or Ridiculousness is a good example. You're like, that's a hospital visit.
Yeah.
That is a hospital visit. That's a concussion.
Yeah.
But you don't really want to go into that.
No, it's not fun.
No, it's not fun.
Those memes aren't fun.
No, but the full, that should be a website. The falls, but there's a full.
Just after?
Well, the aftermath? Somebody's, it's not fun.
This frame right here too, where you can see his skirt. He knows it's over. You know when you're about to fall?
I've done it though. Yeah.
When you're about to fall and then you realize.
It's gone.
I've gone too far here.
Committed.
I'm past the point of no return. Yeah. That's his face right there.
You're like, who's the guy on the Ridiculousness?
Rob Dyrdek?
No, the other guy.
Other guy,
it's what's her name?
The girl is Chanel West Coast.
Chanel West Coast and the Stilo. Yeah, you're him.
I'm Stilo.
You just paused it. You're like, right here is the moment. There it is. Cool. You're Stilo. I like that guy, dude. That guy's great, dude. I like Chanel West Coast too.
Yeah, she's fun.
I wish she could come to all my shows.
Her laugh is ridiculous.
She's wild, dude.
Yeah,
I like Rob Dyrdek too. Well, let's go back. You want to do a review of all presidential fall.
Yeah, let's pull up
just
a few.
So it's nonpartisan.
We'll go, let's
or
go
is it
back.
Nonpartisan or bipartisan? Bipartisan is when both the sides need to agree.
I think both sides definitely need to agree.
Yeah, this is nonpartisan and bipartisan.
It's objectively funny.
All right, who we go?
Let's
go
back to?
Trump.
In time
Trump?
In order. Yeah, okay. So we'll go to Trump. I've seen this one. I couldn't find any Trump falls, but I found a Trump fall.
All right. This is, Melania Trump stumbles in high heels and boots in the grass. Skirt. Okay. All right, they're walking to that's happened before in heels. Yeah, it does. In the grass. So then they're going to walk. Somebody goes, hey, this is not going to go well. Well, let me see those heels. Are those
they look like pretty thick heels.
Yeah, that looks like, she looks fine. He has arm around her. He puts his arm around her right there.
He grabs real tight too as soon as he feels ready to go.
that's tough. In the slow-mo, they slowed it down, dude. That's tough. Well, Didn't Trump like hold a railing down when he walked down after a speech or something, and they said he was too old to walk down elevation services?
Most likely. Yeah, that sounds right.
He played that one off pretty good. Don't even disrespect Obama, because that man was an athlete.
Yes. No
question.
He's
crossing people over, dude.
Quick recovery, no problem.
All right, what is this? Obama stumbles on Air Force One steps. All right. Cold. Dude. He did that on purpose.
Yeah, he
did that on purpose. And with the, did you see the salute?
Yeah.
Look at this guy, dude. Waves, jog, skirt, got it.
The
recovered,
quick jog steps.
And then
hilarious.
Kept jogging and watched the salute. Boom, head to the car. What a G, dude. Thanks, guy. How you doing, bro? Do we need a presidential candidate that who else was athletic? He played basketball, didn't he?
He played basketball. He's a legitimate athlete.
Yeah, he's a legit athlete.
I would like my president to be athletic most of the time.
Let me think if that's a quality I look for in voting. I don't think that's on my top 10.
No?
No, if president is athletic.
That's not top 10?
Athletic?
Yeah.
What qualities do you need? Well, everybody always says you want to be able to have a beer with him.
Okay.
But that's not a good, you shouldn't vote for that.
Right.
You want the president that's like, I'm going to go into a meeting with Russia and be like, hey, if you don't do this, I'll kill you.
Well, and also like, who can't you have a beer with? Like, that's a terrible, if you're somebody who you can't have a beer with, then
what? I mean,
you're not a good person.
I understand not being able to have coffee with somebody. Sure. Come on, call back. from last week. Okay. Yeah. But a beer, once you have one sip, you should be cool. I think that's how it works.
Because drinking beer makes you cool.
That's how it works. Then you become cool. Nah, wait. Well, I always thought I was being cool, but I might not have been. In hindsight, I probably wasn't.
Yeah, hindsight's always tough.
But if you have a beer, you could have a beer with anyone.
I think athleticism is something I would want to see in the president. And then I think also, like, I'd love to have a jacked president.
Oh, it's a cut, like Putin.
Yeah.
Isn't he cut?
He's a jiu-jitsu expert, black belt.
And this, I always forget which one's the bad one, North Korea or South Korea?
North Korea is the bad one.
Yeah, his that guy's like
sorry,
jacked.
South Korea.
Yeah, no, it was maybe the CGI. We don't know. We don't know what's going on.
Doubt he's jacked.
I don't know what's going on. Yeah.
But everybody talks about the Rock running.
Well, that's just like a fake. That's like a fake, like confidence. You're like, this guy can handle it, but like, what?
I mean, he is huge.
He's huge. Do women like that? Okay, we don't have to get into all this. She said, "This is why the mic is not on me because I don't want to be a part of this." A guy like that, I always say that because I'm skinny. So I want to say, I need you to say, no, we don't like that. We're important. Some girls are very skinny. They are. Oh, thank you. Let's go. All right, back. No, but that it seems like overwhelming.
Somebody as big as the
right?
Rock. That's a lot.
Let me think of what I wish I was more of. How much do you think if I wanted to be like fit? Like another, what do you think? This is an honest question. 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 30 pounds, 40 pounds of muscle.
For you?
Yeah.
I think I'm bigger than
40 pounds, dude? That would put me over 200 pounds. I'm 6'2". How tall are you, Alex?
6'2".
Yeah, that would put me 200 pounds.
Yeah.
And I don't think I would be. I don't want to be there.
40 pounds of muscle is crazy.
That's like a quarter of me.
Yeah.
That's just 40 pounds. No one would want to see me 40 pounds, Jack.
Like 10, 15 pounds of muscle would be nice.
Yeah, I would. Well, I would just like to have more. Like, I don't really, like, I can't really, like, run, like 10 miles anymore.
There was a point where you were
running. Yeah, I ran a marathon. But I, like, you were, like, I don't get it. But let me see. I mean, some people are like, hey, it's too much. You're doing too much.
Yeah.
And then they always have to wear outfits that like accentuate that when they go out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we get it, dude. You're strong.
Yeah.
You spent a lot of time in the gym. Obama was a G though.
Smooth.
Let me see what else, what other qualities I would want in a president. Fit. I mean, I don't want him to be to die during the president.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. But then you got a guy that's like 30 and you're like, that guy can't do it.
Right.
Or how old is he?
35, I think, is the minimum.
Yeah. Obama, we thought was young.
Right.
But he wasn't.
Right.
How old was he, like 50, 40 at the time?
I think he was in his 50s, 40s.
Yeah, but he was black. So he's like, he looked like he was 20. Have you ever seen those before and after?
Yeah, I was just going to say, it still got to him. He got real gray.
That's before and after. That's like me when I was canceled, dude. Yeah. How old was he? 40? No. Oh, these aren't in order.
Oh, Joe. What a terrible list.
Wow. Oh, this is oldest to youngest. No? I don't know how old is Obama. How old is he now?
Obama was 47 years, 169 days.
All right, so there's a lot of... Bill Clinton was 46? Clinton was 46? Wow.
He was living young,
Yeah,
too.
My man was out. What does that mean, dude? Come on, bro. Why you laugh at that?
JFK's right behind him.
JFK. He's still... That's the youngest?
No, the youngest...
The youngest president?
Yeah.
Biden's the oldest
the
president?
The youngest was Teddy Roosevelt.
And how old is this? The
42. Oldest?
Yeah.
Almost 43.
And Joe Biden's the oldest? No. Trump was the oldest.
Joe Biden's the oldest.
78?
78 years, 61 days.
But that's oldest by 6-8 years?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. According to POTUS.com.
Wait, what?
That's crazy.
So I never knew that.
Not even close.
The oldest president was Trump by a year. There was, okay.
Yeah, he was one year older Zachary than Taylor. Reagan.
I think he played for the Redskins. 64. All right. George H.W., 65. James Buchanan, 66. William Harrison, 68. Ronald Reagan, 69. Donald Trump, 70. And then all the other ones are like in their 50s, 50s and 60s. And Joe Biden is 78.
That's old.
Bro, that's old, though. Joe Biden, yeah, we don't have to get into this. He is what he is. I don't know. I don't think I have any angry takes about it.
Do you have any more characteristics of a president?
Things I want a president. Do you want the president to be attractive?
I agree.
You do?
For sure.
Let me think.
Oh, you were asking. You're not saying you agree with that.
Let me think I've been attracted to the presidents. Obama's the best looking.
Mm-hmm.
Has to be.
Yeah.
In my lifetime. Let's see. Yeah. I don't think, I mean, but you just got to like, I don't know what the vibe is, but like, you just like, every time, like, I mean, people, I guess people are like that way about Trump, but like people, you just go, Hillary, you just go, what is that? I don't know.
What do you mean?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking. But there are some other guys in the election that you just go, just like you're, I envision like CNN, you're walking through the airport, you look up, you're like, oh, or you go,
Chris Christie.
I think he was good looking.
What?
But it was bigger.
You think so?
Yeah, no, I know what your joke is. No, but his face, if he lost weight, he would look good.
Okay.
Chris Christie, he had good skin.
All right. I think George W. had a little bit of a charm too.
George W., good looking guy.
Yeah.
Good. Like, what'd you say? Yeah. Okay. Did you need to? Yeah.
Kathleen, get out.
Yeah. She's been emboldened to speak up, and now she's like, you know what? I'm gonna be a part of this. Give me the mic. A young Bill Clinton when he started. Well, look up Bill Clinton when he started. Yeah, he was on. Yeah, this guy was. Yeah, because this is nonpartisan. We're saying every eat both sides. A young Bill Clinton. Nah, Bill Clinton, dude. I've heard stories about Bill Clinton. Yeah, look at this guy. Look at that one fourth in, fifth in. One more. Look at that. G'd up from the absolute feet up.
That's Hillary too.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it has to be. Bill Clinton, she's good looking. Hillary Clinton was kind of smoke show in her day. Is that her?
That's her.
Yeah, I'm into that look, dude.
You're into that one?
And what is her daughter? Her daughter was cool. What happened Chelsea? To her? I thought she was going to be the president. Chelsea.
I don't know, man.
Who do you think you are? Chelsea Clinton? You know what that's from?
No.
Come on, dude. Rush Hour. $50 million. Who do you think you are? Chelsea Clinton?
I haven't seen that in a
while. Chelsea Clinton looks like, it's been away for a while now. What's that? Colby Calais.
Colby Calais. Yeah.
Bill Clinton, you've heard stories about Bill Clinton that he was like, you know, there's like a waiter at like, you know, the waiter at like some like restaurant or like TSA. And he like remembered their name like 5 years later.
Are you serious?
Bill Clinton was like that.
Wow.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. That's what everybody.
Some people are just freaks like that.
I like Bill Clinton. Did we like him? I think we liked him.
I was young.
Yeah, you were young. I don't think I voted. I wasn't voting at that time. All right, what do we got next? A Bush fall?
We got a George W. fall.
Let me see. Oh, I'm trying to think of what this is. This is him walking into a car.
Yeah.
He was always slick, dude. Watch this. He might. Whoop. Ah. Yeah, look at him. Look at him. He looked around like me, like when my joke bombed. He looked around the same way. He goes, no. Watch. Because the instant reaction after it happens is always like, oh, it's so good, dude. It's life or death.
I like to see that because like he's acknowledging like, oh, just tripped there.
Hey.
That was close.
Nobody's fallen. At least not in my time.
Like,
not in my
really
time.
Fallen.
Like fallen. Like Joe Biden. That's a fall.
Yeah.
But then he fall on the stairs. But he played that one off pretty good.
Yeah.
He fall going up the stairs.
And he tripped, yeah.
That's a universal. No one could say that that's not funny. Falling, people tripping.
It's hilarious.
And to everybody, dude. Speaking of, dude. Wait, hold on. Let me see if I can make this transition.
Okay.
There's been some blunders that have been happening on the internet.
Okay.
Mostly Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know if I can find it. But I've been, it probably, I have a fake account of me that's like messaging people.
Somebody else created an account that's pretending to be you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they were like, hey, do you know this person is like taking advantage? Like I probably got it sent to me. Probably a lot of people watching this have probably got it because if you follow me, they would message you.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, hey, I'm John. They were like, I'm John's assistant. They didn't claim to be me.
Ah.
I'm John's assistant. John wants to dude, John wants to write you a handwritten letter of thank you.
Wait, I got this DM.
Yeah. You did?
Yeah.
Do you have it?
I think I do. Hold on. Let me pull
it up. You got it?
I'm pretty sure I got it. Here it is.
All right, you got it?
Yeah.
Oh, let's go, dude. All right, read it.
It says, hi, you have such a profound impact on John Christ. Knows with your likes, comments,
knows love, and K-N? Yeah. Knows K. All right, that doesn't make any sense.
We'll put it on the screen.
Okay.
Comments, love, and support. The thank you text fails to express our gratitude to you. We love you. ..
Okay.
John wants you to write him in person. Thank you. My name is Laura, and I happened to be his personal online manager.
Okay. And that's it.
That's it.
And the account is private, right? Well, the account, it's private. The account is private. And then she says in her bio, like, assistant to John Christ.
Yep.
Okay. Sure. How long has the internet been around?
Right.
Since what?
Late 90s.
The late 90s. If you get taken by that, that's on you.
Yeah.
That's on you.
Yeah.
All right. How come you didn't send that to me?
Because I know it's not anything important at all.
It's not real.
Yeah.
It's not real. The internet is not real. And you're playing with fire out there and people are going to get bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. There's like, if you go to a bad area town, there's people that have got bad intentions. And that if you're trapped, you got caught outside the place you're comfortable in, you're going to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
That's how life works. So transfer that to the internet.
Terrifying.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the inner. It's a bad area of town.
Yeah.
And then, or a bad, there's bad people everywhere. And people just like, first of all, bro, you're like, all right, you know, I'm going to send you $5 million.
The
Kenyan thing.
Yeah. Or the Nigerian prince.
Yeah. The Nigerian prince. Yeah. That he goes, I mean, that was a pretty good one, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, nobody knew that things like that could even happen.
They said, hey, well, I'm in trouble, right?
Mm-hmm.
Criminals be smart, dude. Mm-hmm. They're still doing it.
Yeah, I like the, I find myself on TikTok sometimes watching the videos of them like calling, they'll hack into call centers where they're scamming people.
Yeah,
They'll call them and be like, I can see you. I'm looking at you in your camera right now, whatever your name is.
I mean, so. I get them. I got one yesterday. It says scam likely,
mm-hmm.
but it goes, hey, we are. I get one from Facebook, Instagram all the time. It's like, we're taking your account down.
Yep.
I get like, you're like, all right, if like somebody's impersonating someone else. Yeah, that's how the internet works. Mm-hmm. That's how catfishing works. It'd be like, I mean, if you go, so everybody's like, for me to make a post about that. First of all, I got 5 million, 6 million followers. All right, so now we're involving everyone. In every person.
So selfish.
Now we're involving everyone.
Yeah.
Okay. And what am I going to say? Like, I think it's a kind of a, it's a low key, like the most narcissistic thing to do for a public figure to say, hey, watch out for these spam accounts.
Because you're making people aware to the fact that like, hey, somebody is pretending to be out here. Like,
dude, you have a blue check mark. That's right. What the whole system is set up for. That's obviously not me or my assistant, and they're private. I could tell you right now, it's private. Misspellings, grammar issues, asking for something that seems unreasonable. Like if those six like red flags don't go off in your brain, and you like a couple of people started DMing with them.
And about what?
Because they were just like, you want me to go along with it and see who
gotcha,
it is? I go,
okay.
Yeah, I just figured it out. And they're nice. Like, we want to send you, here's a link. And that's how it happened.
Don't click that. Yeah.
No, don't click it. But also, there's like, yeah, like I saw one the other day. This guy goes, listen, it's fake accounts. He goes, I'm just, Instagram hasn't done anything about, Instagram? It's supposed to do something about this.
Yeah,
they got the blue checkmark system. That's what they did.
Yeah, they did it already.
Yes. And it's all photos of you from your feed. Mm-hmm. Like, and you go back in the feed, they're all the photos are like from yesterday.
Yeah.
They like they have a feed.
Yeah, they posted them all 2 days ago.
I mean, y'all got to figure that out.
The only people I feel bad for are like older people who just don't understand the game. Other than that, it's like, you're right. They deserve to
You got
to
figure that out.
Yeah.
Like if you post something on Twitter, and you get just absolutely ignited.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Do I have sympathy for that? Because listen, all right, Derek.
Not really.
Let me,
no, I, not really. I mean,
everything on the internet is posted for attention.
Yes.
I think it is. Everything is that it's on the internet is for attention.
Some sort of attention, yes.
Maybe 1%, maybe 100%. A thirst trap from the beach from last summer that was like missing lake days, 100% because you're for attention.
Right.
You just need some likes.
Yeah.
Which that's what we're all here for. We're all the same. That's fine. Maybe if you're like, hey, just enjoyed building this home for Habitat for Humanity. If you'd like to be interested in it, here's a link to go. Maybe 50-50.
Yep.
But still a little.
Well, it's still a type of attention.
A type.
Yep.
If you're a pastor and you say, I want to post this on Instagram, my sermon, this is going to help a lot of people, encourage them in their faith, or if they're trying to learn about patience or gratitude or whatever, this is going to help.
Yep.
Mostly.
Yep.
But there's a percentage always. And that's the debate, is like, this is 100% for attention, or is this like, it's kind of shrouded in some other things?
Yeah.
Right? If it's on the internet, it's for attention. So if you don't get the, like, you ever see people like post things and then it didn't like go how they planned?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're like, oh, I thought.
I sure have. It's one of my favorite things to witness.
It really is, dude. I don't like to see people, you know, be taken down because there's nothing worth on.
No, but I do like an auto correction
from the system. Yeah. Just a little bit of like the system goes, hey,
it's a wrist slap. It's like no.
Yeah, when somebody like it's usually somebody trying to do something like very altruistic or very like. You just go, or like I talk about in my book, Delete That, by the way, a pre-sale orders available now on my website, about we're trying to look good, but we're not that good in real life.
Right.
The story about a little Bow Wow.
With the jet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. What happened?
So he posted a photo with a private jet. And then,
I wrote this about this in the book.
And then that same day was seen on a commercial flight.
All right, not Southwest.
I don't know if it's Southwest, but people jumped on him and were like, "Hey, you're not."
That's
on
a perfect. Flight. That's a wrist slap.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, hey, we get it. We do this too.
Yep.
Sure. We're not. Was it like that same day?
The same day.
That's just absolutely brutal, dude. I can't.
I don't know how you do that and think you're going to get away with it.
Nah, you think you're going to get away with that?
How?
That's just like it's usually, unfortunately, it's usually people trying to be good.
Yeah.
Or people that are acting good off the internet, and then they have a video of them being bad.
Right.
It's usually like the juxtaposition between, oh, you're a pastor, we see you out having a drink, correction, right? Or but you're out here like building homes for like whatever the BLM girl. It was like the girl that was in charge of like Black Lives Matter, that she had bought like a $10 million mansion.
Yeah.
It's like, does she believe in the cause of, absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely. Does Joel Osteen believe in the cause of what? Absolutely. And it's we talked about this before. It's a little bit disrespectful to say that these people, I don't believe anybody is getting up and like, trying to do a devious, like a thing. Like,
yeah,
trying to
be like, I find that hard to believe.
Like, oh, I'm going to trick them.
Right.
I don't know anybody. Like, everyone that I know believes it.
Yeah, the only example I could think of is like maybe, like I'm thinking of young rappers. Hmm. Like who are posting stuff like with fake money or with fake jewelry, or like they know that it's fake. They know they're playing.
They're just doing it.
They're playing into what it is. But
they're
like,
doing the thing.
It's marketing.
Yeah. But they go, this is marketing. We know these dollars are not real. We know these, like, I don't like these are, these women have been paid to be here. Right. These women are not my friends. Right. These women are. But they're there to get the likes.
These women are not my friends.
These women are not my friends. I mean, they could meet on
maybe
set.
Maybe they become
friends. Paid to be there. Yeah. It's different.
Right.
Yeah. Speaking of, we should talk about the fan submissions.
Yes,
we got a ton of them.
We did.
Okay. Well, how did
hundreds,
a thousand,
thousands?
I read them for, maybe 3 hours.
Nice.
Until I had to go, and some of them were so good. What we said is, so what we talked about last week, I don't get it.
I don't get it.
Like we talked about what I said, coffee shops.
Yep. I said marathons.
Oh, because I went to a coffee shop. That's how right. it started. I went and I didn't get why. I didn't understand why people do them. And most of the, we got a lot of emails about it. Most of the responses were, and this is why I think why I don't get it, is because of the caffeine. It's an addiction.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, it doesn't do me like that.
Right.
It doesn't hit me like, and listen, I should say publicly, I'm looking for a vice.
Okay.
I need a new one.
Okay.
I don't drink it. I tried.
Are you taking suggestions?
Yes, I'm taking suggestions for a vice. But the most adrenaline one is the one I got from stand up.
Yeah.
That still gets me like going.
Well, good, because you get paid for that. So that's a good vice to have.
But I tried, I didn't really, this is kind of facetious, but I like a gambling, it doesn't really. And I think that's a lot of these things are addictions in some way, and yeah. they don't connect with you.
That's a good way to look at it.
Because gambling, I don't get, because it doesn't connect with my brain.
Yeah, I've never thought about it that way.
I didn't connect.
It doesn't tickle your fancy, whatever that is.
So you go, I don't get, have you ever, I've never done any, drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But, some people are I talked to a buddy this week, he's like, I smoked weed once, and it didn't really, he's like, I got paranoid, and I got, did my voice just crack?
It did, yeah.
Wow, dude, how did that happen? I've been coughing. I'm not going through puberty.
Putting on 40 pounds of muscle.
Yeah, but he goes, I smoked weed one time and then I didn't anymore and I never have wanted to again.
That was me with gambling.
Yeah, didn't get you.
I played roulette once in college. We went to the casino down the street from the school and I lost $20 and I was like, I never need to do this again. That seems like a terrible
idea. And you're also like, you could walk through a casino with thousands of dollars of expendable income. It wouldn't connect with you.
No.
But there's Gambling Anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
There are meetings.
Yeah.
Because it does, it's like Saturday afternoon, you're watching Alcorn State versus Virginia Commonwealth in softball, and you're just in deep.
Betting on college sports is crazy, by the way.
Yeah, dude. Or betting on any, I guess betting, because what do you think you're going to do? You watch, if you watch sports while betting on them, and then you watch them without betting on them, they become boring.
Yeah, it's definitely
that's the problem.
Yeah.
But they said in rehab, they said all the things that you do that you don't get a high from, if you withstand from all these behaviors, that will return to you. Like the joy of seeing your nephew, going out to dinner.
Oh, like with because friends, you're not getting it from those
playing
things.
Playing golf. Then. Like I, if you're so deep in addiction or pain that you, but if you withstand from all those things, your body and your kind of chemicals will kind of
cool reset.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That it will because you go all the degenerate gambler. Yeah, that's not really connected with me. I think the adrenaline from physical fear didn't really connect with me. I like to go skydiving, but I don't think I.
What about like a haunted house? Do you like that type of stuff? I hate that type
of
stuff.
You don't like it?
I can't do it.
You don't like it?
I will not go.
Are you really, you're like scared of it?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I hate the feeling of being scared. It's just not something that is
I don't
fun
like.
To me.
I don't like watch horror movies.
Okay.
I never have watched one before. I don't understand them.
Yep. Me neither.
Great point. I don't get it.
Yeah.
If we're going to go watch a movie and it's like The Enchanted or whatever. What's the scary ones these days?
I think Enchanted is a Disney movie.
The Enchanted
movie.
Castle. That's like a Disney movie, you idiot. Or I don't know, whatever, the Ring was but they're not.
Sure, yeah.
Or you go into a mansion and it's haunted and that doesn't tickle me.
No, me neither.
My brain. What else do we say? Skydiving, motorcycles, working out, Iron Man, yeah.
We get those ones.
We get.
The ones you just listed real quick.
I get it. Yeah, so the Iron Man or working out, going to work out every day after work. I know a lot of people like that. A lot of my friends do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
You don't get working out every day?
No, I do get it. I don't do it, but I get it.
Got it.
And that's what we're going to talk about here.
Yes.
Some of these are I don't do it, but I get it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you got one? Oh, are these people's names on here?
So yeah, they are.
Is that okay?
These are from Instagram.
Okay, let's hear it.
So these are things people don't get.
They don't get.
First one.
Star Wars. I don't get it at all.
Yeah.
Star Wars?
I get that people can get excited about something like that, but
I don't.
The amount that people get excited is what I don't get.
getting excited about them.
I understand, I mean, getting excited. Getting that excited is what I don't get.
But like, I never got.
People
like,
go to watch movies in costumes.
Don't get it.
Like, that's too far.
No. I'm not. Yeah. But what are they getting out of it is what we're trying to figure out.
Community.
I guess. That I get. That
yeah,
I get.
Yeah.
But the Star Wars, there's like blogs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They got a real religious
It's following. A world. Yeah.
Yeah. The Star Wars, same with Disney. Real religious
Well, that's following. One of these two, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
This is a Disney one?
Yeah. Somebody submitted Disney adults.
Dude.
Grown adults obsessed with Disney. Missy Gray 66.
Missy Gray. All right. Yeah. Grown adults obsessed with Disney. That's tough for me. If you're going to go, it's like me. Well, this is going to be disrespectful to the, I would love to hear from the grown adults obsessed with Disney without kids.
Yes. Without kids is huge.
But if you have kids and you go to Disney and you are like, you get the joy because of them being joyful.
Right.
I went to see my nephew and I stopped at the gas station and bought him some Swedish fish.
Nice.
Because I get him being happy.
Mm-hmm.
That, and every parent, yeah, that doesn't, nobody needs that explanation.
Right.
Yeah. No, they were like, yeah, John, we get it. Disney, going to Disney as adults, I mean, I guess it's just like, I mean, is it similar to like playing fantasy football?
Fantasy football's a good one. I saw somebody put that one in your story.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Because, yeah, I don't get it. But I get sports.
That's probably along the lines of like the gambling thing, though, where you're talking about like you get something out of the game, makes the game more exciting, yeah, watching yeah, it. Yeah, like, yeah. I guess.
Well, I do. All right. So I don't follow, what's crazy about sports, I don't really follow the games necessarily, but all the culture around it.
Yeah.
I love to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, oh, Steph Curry going against Draymond Green. They hate Draymond Green. They're going to play against the Celtics or like the up and coming. There's like the Jason Tatum said this. Like, I'm into that.
The whole storyline.
That's like a gossip, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
For men.
Yeah, it's like men's reality TV.
Yeah, it is, really.
That's what sports
we're
is.
Like, oh, are you like, oh, so Tom Brady's going back
yeah.
to Boston to play in the place where like Robert Kraft or like the other guy, like, is he going to shake hands with his old opponents? Yeah. Do they hate him or are they going to accept him?
This week on the NFL.
It really is that. Yeah. Are they like, or so-and-so got like, you know, yeah, but it's live.
Yeah.
It's like this happening now.
Reality TV.
And I think that's why a lot of, well, sports, you know, when like the Boston, like when the bombings happened
mm-hmm.
and everybody, like the first thing, place everyone united was at the Bruins game.
Yeah.
That's where everyone was kind of gathered together. And when my cable was out and all I had was Netflix, I felt disconnected from like what was happening
because
it's just old shows or they're just shows that are not like, but like when you get on the new, you're like, all right, this, everyone in Nashville is like dealing with this.
Yeah.
Or everyone's at CMA or they're doing like, everyone's watching this or everyone's like the Titans are in town. Everybody's, we can all, you feel very part of a community because we're all together.
Right.
Taking that in versus if you watch an old episode of Friends, it's just like, man, I feel pretty alone.
Yeah. You're isolated.
Yeah,
super
yeah.
solo.
Yeah. The Disney, people going alone, I guess, is it just like the I mean, I don't want it, this might be disrespectful, but there's a lot of talk about like the Peter Pan syndrome. You know what that is?
No.
Look that up. It's like I'm maybe one of those guys that's perpetuating those annoying like mental health like the new terms, like the Peter Pan syndrome. People do not want to feel or unable to grow up with the body of an adult but the mind of a child. The syndrome is not currently considered a psychopathology.
Mm-hmm.
Increasingly large number of adults are presenting emotionally immature behaviors in Western society.
So they just don't want to grow up.
Yes, but it's like, you know, these like there's people on the internet that are just like traveling, always like traveling, like just being bros. It's a lot of dudes are like this.
Okay.
Peter Pan syndrome is a time caused by parents of being overprotective, and then the most affected by these are born very rich or very poor families. And the other, yeah, all right, born alone or born under.
So is this the same as being sheltered?
No, Peter Pan is like, it was always in a make-believe world. That's what Peter Pan, you know, he was like always like a dancing like fairy, and there's no responsibilities for like life, bills. Yeah, yeah. It is said people who develop similar behaviors of living carefree, finding responsibilities challenging in adulthood and basically never growing up.
So it's just avoiding reality.
The Peter Pan syndrome. So if you got a guy like, I mean, I'd say I'm probably a part of that. I'm part of that. I think well, no, I'm not a part of that. No, no, I'm not a part. I'm renouncing that because I have like a very childish like way of about life, but I pay my own bills. And right.
You can pick your spots to be Peter
Pan. Yeah. I can. Yeah. But if you think I'm like fun and like, dude, I had like my mortgage and like my, you got to get up at 6 a.m. and get on flights and you got to have staff meetings and you got to, I'm none of that actually. I thought I was, I'm none of that.
Good.
Like that you started from nothing. You worked your butt off.
Mm-hmm.
It presents itself as that, but it's not that.
I'm trying to think if I know anybody who's like that.
Well, I know a lot of guys around Nashville really? That are like that. They're just like kind of like, they're just like kind of like at bars all the time.
Yeah. What does that look like here?
Yeah. They're at bars a lot. And then they're not like, they don't really, have you ever, this is funny. This is a funny premise. Do you ever see someone's life and go, how's this being funded?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they don't have jobs.
Yeah.
And you go, what's going on?
Yeah, there's a lot of that here.
Yeah, a lot of that. And this thing, it's like LA is like that a lot. That wherever these, whatever you call these cities, they just go, like, I got a friend. All my friends listen to this podcast. Nice. So I don't want to put anybody out. But you just go, like, I think you asking someone else, what do you do? Is just like, we're all like on this path. Where are you on it? You're not trying to size them up. You're just saying, like, what do you, like, when somebody says they own like a brand,
mm-hmm.
you just go, well, that's not a thing.
Yeah.
It's not a thing.
I was going to say in business, there's a lot of that here.
There's like a brand,
well,
like a lot of consultants.
What are you actually, doing, man?
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Where like if they're, it's like a lot of like, I think in a lot of ways, unless your spouse was like that, but in a lot of ways, like I feel like a relationship kind of puts some of this to bed.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be like, hey. What do we do? Or if you want to have kids, especially,
yeah.
I'm not that far down the road, but like, you go, hey, we're like, what do we get? Where are we going to live? Like, we're like, unless you're your girlfriend, I know two people that like live in a van.
Okay.
And they have a kid. Great. They live in a VW.
Sweet.
Not for me. but they live in it. They live in a VW and they just like roll. And then like, but I'm not an influencer. But I know how much people offer me for the size of my account.
Yeah.
And and you could look at other people's, like, that's not a living.
Right.
That's not a living.
Right.
I promise you right now, with your follow, like these people are like, I'm an influencer. I'm like, you're not.
Yeah. The math just doesn't add
no,
up.
There's no way. The math doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Because if you want to DM me this week, no, this is a terrible idea. And tell me, no, we're not doing this. Is this person making a living? I will tell you, no.
Yeah,
they're
real
not.
Quick.
They're it's like not. One,
if you know what you're doing in the space, all you got to do is look at the numbers really quick.
Yeah, that's the same with this podcast, yes. Right? It's like, hey, these are the numbers.
Yep.
This is
what we're doing.
Yeah, it's real. But yeah, if you don't know, you would think that person's like,
yeah, if you because you don't know what you don't know.
Like, who's paying the photographer?
Mm-hmm.
That's cost money.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you trick the photographer into also being like, it's part of it. I'm going to tag you.
Yeah.
And you're going to get sponsored.
Well, that's a big thing in this town too.
Stop. Yeah. No, it's just that, like, you go, how is this being funded? But then I think when you hear, there's a couple of guys, men and women that I know specifically, I'm thinking of, they're not going to mention my name. But then you hear about it, how it's funded. You go, oh, that makes sense.
Yep.
Dang it, I have like 7 stories I want to tell, but I'm not.
You can't disguise them well enough to tell them on air.
Yeah, no, I can't disguise them well enough to tell
them. It's tough.
I just
wish people would be honest about it too. Like, just be honest if you're like getting help from your parents still.
That's fine.
Or like whatever that is. Just
yeah, that's
own
fine.
That, man. It's cool.
Or like if you got in a massive like divorce and like you got a massive settlement.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me think. Why is that? It's like shameful, right?
Yeah.
It's shameful to say, I don't work, but I don't need to.
Right.
Man. Yeah, why is that shameful?
I don't know. I had somebody recently say to me, and credit to her, but she told me recently, like, I, to be honest, like, don't have to work if I didn't want to.
That's sad.
She was like, I have like stocks and bonds and all this stuff set up. Like, okay. I'm good. I don't need to. And I was like, dude, I respect you more now that you just told me that than I ever did before. That's amazing.
Chipotle,
right?
Yeah.
And also, yeah,
that's a flex.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, I mean, you look at like, one of my friend's dad, who was like,
started out as a business owner, and then he was like a kind of like a ran for office, and then he was like involved in like kind of the, but he was like working, and he had a lot of money. But you go, oh, he's like up at 4 a.m. Like, that's different.
Yep.
That person's doing, they're like, just like, I can see like once you get past like your income, like residual income stocks, that stuff's kind of going for you. Then you're free of like the 9 to 5.
Yep.
And but those people, that's like an Elon Musk type person.
Right.
Elon Musk is up at 4.
Yeah.
Probably.
I don't even know if he sleeps ever.
Probably might not.
He's a robot.
Just doing stuff.
Yeah.
He's like, what is like Bill Gates like? I mean, these people are way beyond the 9 to 5, yeah. But like, what is he doing? He doesn't really need to quote, what would you say his job is?
Paying attention.
Just looking around.
He probably just looks around, pays attention to what's working, and where things may go, and then he moves pieces.
We're talking about the people that don't contribute.
Right.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
And you go, it took me to make a living as a comedian. I mean, people still ask me now, like, what my other job is.
Still ask you that?
Of course, dude. Which I don't mind it because we make it look like it's like a dumb, like.
That's awesome.
You never wear a suit. There's never staff meetings. So it's like, what do you like? Do you do something else? I don't, but.
That's yeah. really funny.
But you go, some people are like, well, that doesn't, where's this money coming from? Because it took me that long in comedy to get to make a living, to make $40,000 a year. It probably took me 8 years.
That's insane.
Maybe not 8 years, maybe six.
They do say 10, right? 10 is yeah, kind of the number close. They throw around. Yeah.
So you're looking at these people, they go, hey, I'm a, I don't think this is putting anybody out personally. I'm a, like an artist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a musician.
Yeah.
I go, yeah, but you are, but that's not your job.
Yeah, you're a barista, right?
Well, I don't know what their jobs are.
Yeah.
That's not it though.
Right.
That's not your job.
Mm-hmm.
But But everybody, I guess you shouldn't be with Instagram. If you put out your personality on Instagram, is an influencer, a musician.
Yeah.
But
it's hard, man. That's a hard, because I go, yeah, I flip dude. Up on that. Because like yeah. on one hand, I want to be like,
I know.
Own that you're the barista. That's cool.
Yeah.
And you're also grinding and trying to be blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like, that's awesome. But at the same time, it's like, I get that you're branding.
And yeah. You know but that's like, the problem. That's, I guess that's what a lot of my book is about that.
Yeah.
You're like, well,
yeah,
that's it's it. Not to be like a, also like, our buddy Brian has a joke about how he's a comedian, but he's also an Uber driver.
Mm-hmm.
And he drove someone from the show. He was
no way.
They were coming.
Drove them home or drove them to
home.
That's amazing.
And they didn't recognize him because they didn't. Well, he was like the opener.
You would never think. Yeah, I would never. Okay. And he's probably wearing a mask because he's driving Uber, so you can't tell. Can you imagine if he got in the car and they gave him notes on the set?
He's like, hey, dude, this joke just, he's like, oh, yeah, that joke did not work. He's like, yeah, I'm well aware.
Or he listened to the set on the way home.
Well, dude, I'm trying to think.
In the car.
I'm trying to think when I was coming up in comedy, social media wasn't all encompassing like that.
Right.
Like now, it's like everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but there was no stories. You would post a stand-up video. And then like, hey, I'm doing shows here. It wasn't really like it is now.
You couldn't even post video on Instagram for a while.
You couldn't post anything. Yeah, YouTube is all you do.
Yeah. What were you doing before comedy became full-time?
I worked at a marketing company, a sports marketing company. I had a desk job.
How did
khaki pants.
How was like the transition out? Like, okay, I'm done.
I made $1,700 a week. $1,700, sorry, a month.
Okay.
$1,700 take home a month.
Yeah.
And this is, and so then I started, like, I remember I did a comedy show for like $500 and then I did one for like $200. And then I go, I had a website that I sold that had $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, that's it. I was baller.
You're rolling.
And then I go, all right, well, you know, dude, you know what? This is going to blow your mind. Not really. My Dave Ramsey.
Yeah.
Said, and dude, you know what annoys me on the internet these days? It's just the trends. Like, I wish this, I'm going to go into a rant. I don't want to, but I'm going to, because I thought about this. It's so like everybody just like people are now like kind of like turning on Dave Ramsey.
Yeah. I've seen that too.
You know?
Yeah.
I like Dave Ramsey.
Yeah.
I like Dave Ramsey a lot. He plays at this is going to sound like a rich white guy flex, but he plays at the same country club.
Shoot. That was not a good way to start. Dang it, dude. he plays.
I see him at the country club.
Nice.
Nah, I got the membership to that country club because I did a free comedy show for them.
Nice.
And then they gave me the membership.
There you go.
As soon as they gave me a membership, I went to all the valets and like servers. I was like, hey guys, I'm like with y'all. Like I'm on your team.
Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, don't put me on like the rich white guy, like a venture capital guy at the range. Okay. So like Dave Ramsey has absolutely the things that this man has done for this country is just in terms of contributions,
yeah,
absolutely astronomical. Absolutely off the charts, even if you hate the guy and or disagree with him politically.
Sure.
Absolutely off the charts in terms of he's not saying follow. He's like, do this for you. Like you can get free of debt. Mm-hmm. You can get free. Like do these things and I will encourage you every day. Now, granted, he's rich and he's made a living for it. Sure. I will encourage you. Try this. But it's the same with cults is like. If you love like your pastor, like tell me some things that you don't agree with him about.
Yep.
Thank you. Or if you love LeBron James, or yeah, but everybody is more complex than that. But so like, there should be some things that you go, I'm with Dave Ramsey on this, that like saving money, have an emergency fund, organizing, paying off your credit cards, like not like compound interest. All these things, if you like are, they will save your life. And I bet there's people on this podcast, there's millions of my life has changed because of that guy.
That's awesome.
I'm just gonna say that publicly. My life has been changed because of the Lord and Dave Ramsey.
In that order.
My parents would love for me to say that.
I mean, people call into his show every single day and are telling him stories about how he's
every day
helped them and saved them and all that type of stuff. Like he's clearly made a huge impact.
Like a monster. Dave Ramsey is like. For years, everybody's like, Dave Ramsey, thank you for this. And now it's like on TikTok, people are like,
that's where I've seen it.
Yeah. And it's just so like, it's just such a like, I just wish people on the internet would just think for themselves, just have a take. Cause they were like, everyone said like Dave Ramsey, like we love him, he's building, he's awesome. And then like somebody shifted that. And now that's a cool take.
It only takes a couple people to take the other side of that too.
It's just so, it's a weak, it's like a weak, it's such a weak, it's like a, like you were like, it's just like, a, do you know what the term like X or like deconstruction it means?
No.
All right. It's a big, like in the Christian, I think it's probably from my TikTok. Okay. So like in Christianity, there's like, now it's super, super cool to like, it's called deconstructing Christianity.
Oh, I do know what this is.
Yes. These people are the worst. All right. Let me just say this for 2 seconds. Okay. So like everybody, what is the deconstruction movement in Christianity? Abstract. The emergent church is creative entrepreneur. That's not really what it is.
No.
Deconstruction. What is a deconstruct? All right. That was a deconstruction journey to that. It's a process that Christians use to examine how a relationship with God has been influenced by traditions, theologically, church leadership, societal factors, experience in their modern context. All right. So these people are like breaking down like the church mm-hmm. and like being wildly, wildly critical of it.
Yeah.
And it's like, but these are all people that were wildly, wildly like in it.
Right.
Wildly in it for years. They're like, I worked at a church. I volunteered at a church. And now they've been disillusioned or hurt or disenfranchised for the church in some reason. And now they're just crushing it.
Yeah.
Just crushing it. They were like, and they're like, first of all, if your any internet profile is something other than your name, like it's like deconstructionist Dave. Like, God, you just, it's so, it's just so embarrassing, dude. Yeah. You're deconstructionist Dave on the internet because you were in, and he's like, there, all the stories are like, hey, dude, like you were in it. It's like being like, it's like being associated with a political party like so deeply, and then you realize they weren't who that you thought they were, and you switch to the other side.
Yep.
You're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
You're doing the, like, deconstructionists of the faith are unfortunately the same people that volunteered at the church for 40 hours a week and gave themselves fully over to this
for their worth.
It's like being an addict. Like you're just looking for another thing to you throw just, everything
you
just into. Go,
like you were all in yes. on the Christian faith, all in. And I'm like, I'm in, but there's also the things that I'm like, well, not, I'm not that. Mm-hmm. Like I, like for my worth and value, like I think I have a pretty stable base, but like you can, if you go all the way in, and then you swing back to the other side and you're all the way against, you're still being influenced by the outside.
Right.
Like, what do you think? What do you think? Deconstruction. I hope there's not actually a deconstructionist Dave, but there's like, there's like ex-evangelical Emily or whatever. I'm like, dude, it's just, I'm like, how are we not seeing through? You're still the exact same person. Now, all you just forgive your youth pastor.
Yeah.
Just,
you're like trading in one set of blinders for another. For the other,
yeah. That's you said it better than me. You're just switching personalities.
Yeah,
but you're still the same. Like, just wherever the wind kind of blows, and you're just like, that sounds like a good one to jump on. Mm-hmm. And then I'm gonna tell, like, what do you think?
Yep.
That's why comedy is so like. It's just like when people are like very critical of like Trump. You're like, okay, sure. It's easy. Mm-hmm. To come out and say that you're like, you know, the people on Facebook that have like the, I believe in medical science, like in their,
on their profile pictures. Yeah.
And the person that says that don't get the jab. These are the same person. Mm-hmm. These are the same person that your identity on the internet is based on whether or not you get the vaccine mm-hmm. or whether or not you're ex-evangelical Tony or whatever. I should now do a character, but I think the start of it was from the Dave Ramsey thing.
Yeah.
Because we go, man, what that guy's done has absolutely been life-changing for thousands of people. And it's like cool to like, and I've had some Dave Ramsey jokes before.
But well, there's a difference. There's a difference between making fun of him, like teasing and joking.
And mine were also like early and like respect. It was like, and he thinks they're funny.
Yeah.
And now they're all like, Dave Ramsey, like people are like, what gets me about the deconstructionist movement, it was like, here's another insider toxic things that churches do. And you're like, all right. Like, when I was working at so-and-so, we had a mission. I was like, you were there.
Your church.
Yeah. You were there.
Yeah.
And you said nothing then.
Yeah.
I'm getting way too hyped up about this. But like, when we sent missionaries across, or my pastor had a Tesla. When I worked, you're like, oh, so now you got fired? And now you're like big, like confident guy against it. Congrats.
Did it start as like a tear it down movement, or did it start as just like a let's break it down to the fundamentals? Because who are you talking about,
Christianity or Dave Ramsey?
I'm talking about deconstructionism.
Yeah.
Did it start as something that was supposed to be like, let's tear this whole thing down, or was it a let's just find out what the roots of these things are? Like, is everything that's in here really something we want? Or
yeah. So well, I think everybody goes through that at some point. So if my parents are like, hey, no smoking and no drinking, you're like, hey, I love Jesus and following the man of Jesus, but I'm going to leave that part.
Yeah.
I'm not taking that part because I want to have a beer after the game or something. Mm-hmm. All right, sure. Yeah, how to deconstruct. I don't even know what the term is. Yeah. All right, it was before that. Yeah. That's talking about art. Yeah, deconstructive art. It's in Christianity. It's just like, what do you think? How do you feel? And that never gets, it's like, it's just an absolute absolve. Alex, what it is the absolute absolving of personal responsibility. Mm-hmm. Absolute absolving.
Yeah.
So when you're in deep in church, God told me to do this. God's leading me in this direction. God, I got fired from my job at TGI Fridays because God doesn't want me there. It's like, hey, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out of, and I can just kind of float through life. God wants me here. God doesn't want me there. It's void of all personal responsibility.
Just pass the buck.
Pass it. Just, hey, let me get it. Here's the buck.
Yep.
Pass it to the next person. It has nothing to do with me. I have no opinions. Where was the deconstruction? Where was that when you worked at the church? Mm. Talk to me then or don't talk.
Yeah.
Like, cause now you got something clicked where you become out of it. You get caught doing something immoral and the church fires you. That happens a lot. You get divorced. The church abandons you. You get fired from the church. You get burnout from the church. There's something. So there's a trigger that switches you.
Yeah.
It's the same with, dude, I got a friend that I saw last week that it was a baseball player for a college baseball team, and then couldn't play because they didn't believe in the vaccine, and now is alt-right.
Yeah,
you're doing the same thing.
Yeah,
you're just going. I'm going over here. I'm going over here because I've been hurt.
Right,
and it's so glaringly obvious. Like, hey, real quick, super quick. Super, super quick. If anyone has a reason to be upset or angry at Christians, it's me. It's me. There's no one that has a bigger reason that could possibly swing to the other side than me.
Yep.
But I'm on the team. Now, I was the things that were said about me on Twitter and still sometimes do get said about me are wildly hurtful. Mm-hmm. But Christian people saved my life. Makes me emotional. 100% saved my life, dude. And you were getting just obliterated publicly on these publicly by people on the internet, which are cowards. I'm gonna look you in the face and tell you you're a coward. But when I was in rehab, every day, dude, I would get stacks of, man, I talked about this before,
yeah,
of people just be like, here's my name. Here's who I am. Here's my address. I'm a real person. I went through this and just absolutely kept me absolutely afloat.
It's amazing.
Absolutely afloat.
Yeah.
And then you could just get like, you could ease the easy, easy switch is to go. And honestly, I'll be honest with you. I sometimes feel the pool, P-U-L-L, to go like alt-right. Mm-hmm. Because that, like, anti-cancel culture, that movement, and I'm not really, like, a lot of the Me Too movement is good.
Yeah.
Was very good.
No question.
Was great. And no, it still is. Mm-hmm. Where you go, yeah, you can't have people in kind of power, like, I got relationships with a lot of people. I don't want to say anyone personally, but, like, there's, like, let's say you're a boss or a CEO and you have like your whole sales staff, mm-hmm, and you're like, hey, we're going to go out. Like we're all traveling on the road, right? Hey, the boss got like some alcohol, or like, hey, just come. I got all the cups and the glasses and the ice and the Tito's in my room. Mm-hmm. Everybody just come up here and then we'll just pregame and then we'll go. It's like for the women that work there, it just puts them in a tight spot.
For sure.
And that is why I'm on board with the movement for all of that. The alt-right is the opposite of that.
Yeah, they throw baby out with the bathwater. The whole thing.
I can't believe. Tossed. And then alt-left is like everybody needs to be canceled. Everybody need, and it's in the middle in a lot of these things.
Yeah.
And that like, so if you're here or here, I think I'm out.
Meaning if you're on extremes of the spectrum.
I'm out. I think I'm out on you.
Yeah.
Everybody's welcome. Everybody's well allowed to listen to the podcast, alt-right and all. But I make like, there's, if you go from the extreme, Dave Ramsey, I was living, and then the extreme, like, you're the same. Mm-hmm. You're the same person.
It's kind of like the saying, you become what you hate.
Yeah.
Like that's kind of what that is. It's a different version of what you hate, but it's still what you hate. You just might not realize it
the
yet.
The same thing.
Yeah.
If you love, yeah, it's that you're doing the same, like the ant, it's just so, it's the same thing with the, this got deconstructed a lot. There's a conference called the Passion Conference.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what that is?
I'm very familiar.
It's like a big Christian. It was at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Yeah.
Every New Year's. And people have been going to this since I was in youth group. People have been going to this thing. I've been to it. It's a big Christian. And then this year, it became like trendy to like say it's toxic. Mm-hmm. Save it, dude. Save it. Listen, you know what? You're just, if you could talk to a therapist, they would say
all those ex-evangelical people and all those like deconstructionist people is like, hey, you gave, I'm going to be honest with you, you gave a significant portion of your life to someone that, and you realized it was misguided.
Mm-hmm.
You realized it was misguided, whether that's the Republican Party or the Democrat Party or Christian or evangelical Christianity or the opposite. You gave everything. Same with the toxic relationship, and you found out that, like, I never once was said a negative thing about any ex I've ever had. Because you know what? At 4 billion women on planet Earth, I chose them.
Mm-hmm.
You did. And if you can't look yourself in the eye and take responsibility, you're like, I'm just not with my ex.
Yeah.
I hate that. My ex, I can't believe it. You picked him.
Yeah.
You picked her.
Yeah.
Like, all you have to do, this is getting way too serious. How long has this podcast been going?
We're an hour 20.
We are?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to do one more, or we're going to do two more, and then we get. But okay. Yeah, the switching from one side of the extreme to the other, you got hurt. You mm-hmm. got hurt. And now you started off kind of hurt, and then you found a church, and that pastor spoke to you, or you didn't quite really deal with what's going on in you, and you gave yourself completely to this. Like, if you're giving yourself completely to like any kind of like march or protest mm-hmm. or like a lot of the times that is valuable to do that, but it like you've given yourself completely to Dave Ramsey, even Dave Ramsey would say don't do that.
Yeah,
don't, like, here's some things. If these work for you, if these help you, great. And then you give yourself fully to it, and then you found out, like, oh God, there's so many people that are like the Dave Ramsey, like employee relationship is toxic, like working there.
Mm-hmm.
You worked there, and then you got fired.
Yeah.
How are we not seeing, how is this not, it is evident. It is evident because people, yeah.
Well, or even like if that does, like, okay, what if it is toxic? Cool. Like you worked in a toxic environment then, that sucks, and I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you just did.
You did.
And you got to move on. And
you got to say, hey, I'm willing to accept these things because
yes.
I need to feed my family,
yep.
or I'm not, and I'm going to leave.
Yes.
Either way.
And you get to make that choice.
Thank
God.
But what you don't get to do is just be like, oh, I got fired from Dave Ramsey, and then I'm going to here to expose him.
Yeah.
Save it. Like, I'm wildly, I think, sympathetic to relationships that I've had in the past that have been hurtful in those relationships.
Mm.
Absolutely. And at some point, I got to look myself in the eye and take responsibility. And one of the responsibilities that I've had to take is that I've worked in this religious environment where I chose to do that.
Right.
So like you're like, oh, they paid me a lot, but I consciously made all those decisions.
Yeah.
And there's not one, like, just TikTok and like Instagram, there's not one ounce of anyone taking responsibility. Not one.
Yeah. And none of this either is to say like that we're trying to take away the accountability from
nope.
the other side of people who are doing harm
no.
or creating toxic environments.
Absolutely
like that's
not.
Still wrong, and they have
and
their
you,
own
and you
stuff
don't get
to
be
do
off the hook
well.
For that. You
Correct.
Don't get to be off the and
yeah.
you're and yeah. But like I say that like the cancel culture, I said this earlier this week, is like it like a lot of good things were happening.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, this person is doing bad things. Or like this owner of this guy that produces movies is treating people unfairly. Sure. I liken it to like the analogy of like playing blackjack
mm-hmm.
and you're like at 17.
Yeah.
And you're like, should I? And they hit one more time.
Yeah.
And then they lost it all.
Yeah.
They hit one more time. Because now, as you know, like if you ever gone to like like if you were down on Broadway and somebody like said, can I have $5?
Mm-hmm.
What do you say?
If I have $5, I might give it to him.
You do?
I might.
Okay. Yeah. A homeless guy had a gas can
mm-hmm.
and he goes, I just need gas. And I go, there's the gas station. I'll go get you.
Yeah.
So, and I came back and he was gone. I go, oh.
Yeah.
So you didn't need gas.
Yeah. I was outside of Kroger making like a late night shopping run.
Yep.
Came, walked in, guy asked me, hey, I need money, blah, blah, blah. And I was food, like, you hungry?
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I'll go inside and grab you a sandwich right now. Went inside, grabbed him a sandwich, came outside. He was like, oh, that's great, man. But do you have any cash?
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, dude, I mean, what?
So you get, like, unfortunately, you get, like, there could be someone, I talked about this, there could be someone that come up to you, like, hey, can I borrow your cell phone?
Mm-hmm.
Like, on Broadway. Someone that doesn't, like, you would just be like, is this a scam?
Yeah.
Right? You would just be like, because that's, you've been like, unfortunately, there's criminals, and that you could be true with your story.
Right.
The gas guy or the that
sandwich guy,
he could be true. But unfortunately, we all been wizened up to it now that you go, I'm not gonna do that because I don't believe you're getting bus fare to go see your pregnant wife in the hospital. Mm-hmm. I do not believe that story.
Yeah.
And rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. But unfortunately, the person that actually is homeless and needs bus fare is not gonna get it. And that's my point with the whole movement is now you say, oh, I'm like, I'm deeply offended. Are you though?
Right.
Are you? I don't believe that. I do not believe that because you're always like, no one's believing anyone's stories now because they went too far.
Yeah. It's the boy who cried wolf.
Yeah.
Why, then, like if the flag gets raised for everything, then why should we believe anything?
And why I'm on board with the movement is because there are flags need to be raised.
Yes.
There are flags that need to be raised.
Yes. Big flags. High. Fly them high. No doubt.
I'll fly them, dude. Yeah. I will fly them.
Yeah.
But it's just these other people coming up and be like, okay, there's that. Now, you don't get to be in the conversation with the actual. I think I'm like bouncing around on, but I think I'm communicating myself pretty efficiently. Maybe not. Just have an opinion for yourself. I think that let's do one or two more.
Okay.
About the things you don't get. Let's go through them fast. Unmedicated birth.
Like childbirth with no drugs.
What? that's like I have the epidural, right?
Yeah, like they'll be like, I don't want to do any drugs. I want to just have
I don't get that.
I don't get it.
Yeah, either. I get it. I think you want to sacrifice. One. That's a great one.
Yeah.
Unmedicated birth. I didn't know what that meant for a second. That's a great one. Yeah, I don't get that either.
Yeah, I don't know why you'd want to do
that.
That's the same as like the camping thing where it's like,
I don't get it.
We have houses. Why are you sleeping outside now?
I wonder if the girl that I want to unmedicated. I would like to hear from an unmedicated birth lady.
Yeah,
and say if they agree with it.
Well, and on the topic of kids.
Ooh, having kids. My wife and I seem so much happier without them. Slim Shady fan 21. Yeah. Okay. All right. Slim Shady fan.
Deconstructionist Dave.
Let's talk about Deconstructionist Dave. I hope that's a real person. Deconstructionist. That's funny.
I like
paying
this one.
Money. To attend big concerts and only being able to really see the artist on the jumbo screen. First of all, it's a jumbotron. Huh.
I'm with this one. I agree with this one.
I'm out on this.
Like,
I don't
get why people do it. I get it. Really?
The vibe, yeah, the vibes in there are immaculate, dude. You going in there, you're way in the back.
As a performer, you have to say that. Some people will come. Yeah, and sit
in the bag. I'm probably in the bag on the opposite one on this. I'm probably not. Yeah, paying money. That's a good one though. Yeah, I like that. We do. Yeah. What's next?
I like. I like this one.
Why baseball coaches wear the team uniform?
The old men wearing baseball.
Wait, uniform. They do that.
They do.
I never thought about that. They don't do that on any other sport.
No.
Wow. Weird.
It makes no sense.
Wait,
to
football.
Me.
Basketball, yeah, the basketball. The coach wears the suit.
The coach wears whatever the coach wants. Yeah, Belichick's wearing hoodies. Hoodie.
If he had pads on
and a helmet.
Wait, do they have cleats?
Who?
The baseball?
The coaches?
Yeah.
No, they wear like, they're called turfs. They wear just like training shoes.
Okay, they wear like tights. But those baseball pants are for sliding.
They wear the pants.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
They wear the socks?
Yeah.
Why do they do that? That's a great one.
That's a good one.
That's unbelievable. J.A. Lindsay 1. That's unbelievable. Why baseball coaches? I never thought about that. We should have done this from the beginning. I don't whatever rant I was talking about.
There's a ton of good ones.
Let's do one more.
All right.
Oh, I like that one. Second row to the bottom, right in the middle. Over one more. right there. Crazy eyelashes.
I think they mean fake eyelashes.
The big ones.
Yeah.
What's your take on this?
Kathleen?
You don't like them. Kathleen does not like them. All right. See, this is three dudes in here. Yeah. All right. But you see, I think they're talking about the ones that are like.
The extension.
Yes.
You pay like $80.
You pay 80 bucks?
Twice a month.
$80
bucks
twice a month?
Yeah. Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure you do. And then you have like eyelashes that go to your eyebrows. Yeah.
They go up like this. Where like if you can like feel the wind if they blink. Yeah. But I would say like a, if you're talking about like a, some other like cosmetic, you're like, I get that.
Sure.
Right? You're like, I get that. They're more like.
There's a line though. There's
the
definitely.
Big eyelashes. I'm trying to think if I get it. Yeah, I would like to hear a woman explain those. Do they feel more confident, maybe?
Not to wear mascara.
Not to wear mascara. I mean, if you're rich. Oh, yeah. That's a justification, is what that. Oh, no, yeah, yeah. All right, here we go. Making the bed. I'm going to get back in the same day. I'm out on this. I do.
You make your bed?
Yeah, every day.
I make my bed, but only because I have a wife.
She makes you.
I wouldn't make the bed.
The things people don't get, making the bed. I'm going to get back in it. This is a dude, right?
Mm-hmm.
This has to be a dude. Yeah.
Yeah, you're saying I'm going to get back in it tonight. So why am I making it?
Well, we watched this video in rehab about the things that start to make you feel better about yourself. Making the bed is one.
Yeah.
Like you get up, you accomplish. It's like a military something.
Yeah.
If you get up, you shower, you make your bed. You're like, all right, we're in that. Like, it's the same with the Dave Ramsey, the debt snowball. You pay off the smallest one. You should argue you should pay off the highest interest rate first,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't give you the emotional sense of accomplishment. So you pay off the smallest one first, and then you're like, oh, shoot, that feels good. Then you go, then you keep attacking.
Healthy habits.
That's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
We used to do in addiction, when your life is so out of control, all those type of things get pushed to the side very slowly, like personal hygiene,
yeah.
Working out. And they would always say like, hey, what are five things that are like very, very, very easy that you can accomplish, that you can start going in the right direction? And you could literally start with like a walk. I'm going to walk out to the mailbox, walk back. I'm going to make my bed. I'm going to eat a piece of fruit. And it starts there, and then it just keeps building.
That makes sense.
You don't make the bed?
I don't like to. I do, but I don't like to.
You don't like to?
Yeah.
Well, mine's easy to make, though. Mine's just good. You just fold it over.
What? What do you mean?
I just sleep on one side. I got a king bed,
yeah.
A flex, uh-huh. And then I just sleep on one side of it.
Oh, so the other side is completely unmade? You don't sleep in the middle of your bed?
No.
Wow.
Do you? Well, you're married.
Well, no, I have somebody else on the other side. But if she's not in town,
yeah,
I'm in the middle of the bed.
Why?
Because I have that much bed.
No, well, all the pillows are on the other side of mine. And I just pull it out. I pull the sheets out.
Yeah.
Get in it and then put them back.
That's like, I think that's wild, dude.
It is?
I think that's wild. So one side of your bed is just never unmade. It's
never.
Just always right there.
No one's ever been in it.
Just... It's unbelievable.
And it's made at all times. And it's still tucked under that. So I just get out and get in my side and then put it back.
Do you untuck your feet when you get in?
What does that mean?
Do you untuck like the sheets at the bottom of your bed when you get into bed?
Yeah, yeah. I get in a hotel, I can't stand when it's
me
like
neither.
I need to pull them all
rip
up.
It out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, dude. There you go. Hope you learned something. Is this the net positive? Has this been a net positive?
Yeah, I'd say so.
We covered a lot of ground.
I mean,
baby.
Yeah, sure. It was a little weird, but on the net, on the, it was a positive. Was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.